Tameen, Subcommittee on Human Services, and this month is moving very rapidly. It's June 7th, 2001, and public hearing and work session, Commission of the Blind for the Blind. There's a federal grant application request, and who's here to represent the commission? If you would come forward, at least we can get your testimony this morning and before we go into a work session. Welcome.
You want me to start?
Yes.
Good morning, Chair Wenders, members of the committee. For the record, my name is Daisha Johnson, and I'm the Director of Rehabilitation Services with the Oregon Commission for the Blind. And as Mr. Britton stated, we are here to request permission to apply for a federal demonstration grant that's being announced by the Rehabilitation Services Administration. And I'll go ahead and explain. As you heard in April from our Administrator Linda Mock and the Chair of the Commission, Stephanie Parrish Taylor, the agencies, the demand for our vocational rehabilitation services far exceeds the resources that we have available. And as I described to you, we are continuously looking for creative alternatives to fund and supplement the services that we offer to increase the quality of career outcomes for our consumers, as well as to increase the number of outcomes that we have amongst the consumers that we serve. And this grant we really see as an opportunity for us to do some continuation of those creative outcomes. And what we're really looking at doing is to facilitate a demonstration project that would help initially with doing some informed choice and decision-making training. What we find around the nation, there has been an increase in the emphasis on informed choice among consumers nationally in the vocational rehabilitation program. But what we hear from consumers is, okay, informed choice, that sounds great, but how do I go about making informed choices? And what they really need is decision-making skills training and empowerment to make decisions and inform decisions about their career and training outcomes. And so we are envisioning, and we're continuing to refine our application, but we're envisioning having some initial informed choice training that we would do with not only consumers but also the individuals and their families to help them kind of establish a solid foundation in the rehabilitation process right from the beginning, looking at career outcomes for long-term stability and employment. The other component that we continue to see as a challenge is how rehabilitation technology and information technology impacts consumers that we serve. Most of the consumers that we serve receive some type of assistive technology that helps them with employment. And what we would like to do is, again, up front initially as they're starting their vocational rehabilitation journey, to introduce them to assistive technology, describe to them how assistive technology works in employment and how it may be able to benefit them individually, and help them start to map out their plan as to perhaps the potential resources that they may be able to access, and not only from the agency but also community resources, to finance this very costly item that is essential to their rehabilitation programs. So what we're envisioning in this project is a combination of helping them with informed choices and career outcomes that will increase our competitive employment outcomes, but also helping them, consumers, as they start to develop their plan, look at alternate resources other than the agency to help them fund these very expensive rehabilitation technology devices. So we're excited about the project. Thank you.
What's your, you believe your chances are of receiving approval of the grant application?
Well, we're optimistic because we do think it's a creative idea, but there are only 6 awards that's going to be awarded nationwide. So what we're looking at is coming up with a creative idea that we think is a demonstration project for not only other blind agencies around the nation, but other general agencies as well. And hoping that if it's not funded, we do have a great idea that we'll continue to look for other resources to fund. So or hoping.
Any questions? Mr. Fraser.
Madam Chair, members of the subcommittee, Dave Fraser from Bass Budget Management. We would recommend approval of the request.
Mr. Britton.
Madam Chair and members, we also recommend approval. We note here that we recommend that the commission use either limited duration positions. They have indicated to me anyhow that they may consider hiring additional staff. Our recommendation is to use either limited duration positions or contract or grant service. I just wanted to get that on the record.
Representative Schrader.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. I'd like to approve the submission of a Federal Department of Education grant application, the amount of up to $300,000 per year for promoting high-quality employment outcomes for persons with disabilities, as recommended by LFO, without the additional FTE.
Madam Chair, could I clarify one thing? They are not requesting position authority or expenditure limitation today. But if they got grant funds, they would probably need to come back in and request that from an emergency board.
Representative Schrader moves that we recommend to the full Ways and Means approval of grant application to the federal government with the understanding that they would return if they should receive the grant application, and that those positions would be requested would be limited duration. Any objection? Passed. Our next, we will open the public hearing and work session. Department of Human Services, Mental Health and Developmental Disability Services Division, federal grant application request. State Mental Health Division, and good morning, welcome, Sheila. Mm-hmm. You're on, Madeline.
Good morning. For the record, I'm Madeline Olson, Assistant Administrator for Mental Health Services for the Mental Health and Developmental Disability Services Division, and I'm here this morning to request permission to apply for a federal grant from the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration Center for Mental Health Services of $100,000 per year for 3 years. The purpose of this grant will allow Oregon a number of opportunities to improve our ability to report required performance measures under the Center for Mental Health Services block grant, which provides approximately $4 million a year of funding to the community mental health system. Particularly, we need to work on the performance measures of level of functioning in the adult and children's area for people with severe illnesses. We need also to work on the measures for employment and on the measures in the children's area of school attendance. This grant allows a number of other opportunities that come together with the recommendations from the Governor's Mental Health Alignment Work Group to improve the ability of the community mental health programs both to report data accurately and to use the data that is available to them in ways that will allow them to do the local planning required under that report to the governor, as well as use the data to manage their systems. We had anticipated in applying for requesting permission to apply, we had thought to use a limited duration position that would go out into the field and work with all of the county mental health programs around their ability to both collect data for the state and to use the data that the state makes available to them.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Subcommittee, Dave Fazier from DAS Budget Management. We'd recommend approval of the request.
Sheila. Madam Chair, members of the subcommittee, Legislative Fiscal Office also recommends approval of the request, but because of the subcommittee members' concerns about positions, administrative, quote, unquote, positions in this agency. Our recommendation is to have the agency look at alternatives to adding additional staff, assuming they get the grant. Now, the chances are pretty good they will get the grant. There's enough money been made available for all the states to receive a grant based on the, assuming they submit a acceptable application. And it may be that there isn't another way other than a staff person to do this. This may be something that can't be contracted out. But we did want the agency to look at that and come back if they get the, when they submit the application, and see if there's ways to do that. They've got a little bit of time until the application is due on the 19th to look at alternative ways to do that. If they find that they need additional staff, our recommendation would be that they look internally then, either within their own agency or within DHS overall, for that staffing instead of adding additional position authority.
Representative
Bates. Is the $4 million block grant at risk right now for a lack of reporting? Is there really a problem here?
Madam Chair, Representative Bates, right now the agency submits an annual block grant report application, and it includes some measurements that are required now. The idea here is to get the agencies up to speed so that they can meet future requirements in terms of reporting. CMHS is trying to expand the number of measures that it gets reported by the states, and so this block grant is to allow the states to build up that capacity to do that. Eventually, if the agency was not able to meet those reporting requirements, arguably the block grant would be at risk. It's not at this particular moment, I believe, and the agency can certainly correct me if I'm wrong there.
At this point, no, the block grant is not at risk, and we're reporting measures that Oregon had the opportunity to bring forward. Center for Mental Health Services has been embarked over the last 5 to 6 years with some pilots in 16 states. What they hope to move towards are measures that are common across all of the states so that they can begin to compare one state to another. So they'll begin to mandate measures. And this $100,000 is Oregon's opportunity to be part of that learning process and to be prepared for those mandated measures.
So actually, it would allow you to use the federal dollars to do what they're going to impose on you later.
Right.
That sounds like a good idea, that we use their money to do our infrastructure. Senator Yee.
Thank you, Madam Chair. It seems to be in the same line of what we have been asking them to do, give us performance measures in their programs, and hopefully by the counties, because we need that information. But I have a question regarding, you have identified three areas where better data is needed. School attendance for children, adult employment, and individuals' levels of functioning. Now, are they looking for data about how your program have helped them in the youth attendance, in employment, and in their levels of daily functioning?
Madam Chair, Senator Yee, yes, the implication is that we would have services in the counties that will treat people's mental health disorders in a way that allows them to function at a higher level in their activities of daily living. And for children with serious emotional disturbances, it would improve their school attendance and we would hope their school performance as well.
Mm-hmm. I have a follow-up question. So is this limited to mental health, or does it as for implication on substance abuse also?
Madam Chair, Senator Yee, the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration administers two separate block grants for the states. This one is from the Center for Mental Health Services branch of SAMHSA and is exclusively for adults with severe persistent mental illness and children with serious emotional disturbances. There is a separate set of block grants administered through another, the Center on Substance Abuse Treatment, that is for services to people with alcohol and drug abuse problems.
Follow up. So this is strictly mental health.
Madam Chair, yes.
Will you be able to write down a list of performance measures you believe this grant can help you get better data in and give this to the committee so we can have an idea what this grant asks for?
Madam Chair, Senator Yee, yes, what I can do is work with Sheila. We listed the performance measures from the block grant in our budget presentation document, both for adults and for children. Mm-hmm.
And this is something that the committee is asking for anyway. Mm-hmm. So we're going to get some grant money to help us get more data. But it would be very helpful if you can give it to us by your program and by county, so we can get an idea of how the state is doing. Mm-hmm. The other feature of this is, that is a good feature, is that our match is can be in-kind match using existing staff to match the federal dollars. So, any further discussion? Representative Schrader.
Madam Chair, I recommend that we approve the submission of Federal Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration Center for Mental Health Services grant in the amount of $100,000 to support data infrastructure improvements and encourage MHPDSD to develop alternatives to adding additional staff for the grant.
Representative Schrader moves that we approve the submission of federal grant application by Mental Health Services in the amount of $100,000 to support data infrastructure improvements to the full Ways and Means with the due pass recommendation, and that we recommend that they develop alternatives to added staffing for the grant. Any objections?
Madam Chair,
Senator Duncan.
Before you adjourn, may I just I'd just like to acknowledge we have subsidiaries from the Department of Education is here today, and you know yesterday's bill was his bill, but you know what? He did the priority thing yesterday. His daughter was receiving honors yesterday. She's graduating. His baby is graduating from high school, and she was receiving honors yesterday morning. And he was there, and I am so proud of him because the first priority should always be children.
I think we would all agree that the first priority is children. And although you were missed yesterday, we were glad that you were where you were supposed to be as a parent.
He's a good guy, and I just...
Yeah. You'll have tomorrow off, except for those of you who have to be at Full Ways and Means tomorrow. That's probably a good thing that some of us will still have to be here and work and have a good weekend. Enjoy the nice weather.
It's graduation.
Rain Saturday.
It's graduation weekend.
and my daughter's
for some, and next weekend, I'm down at U of O because my grandson's graduating from U of O next weekend. So. Senator Yee.
Madam Chair, I just want to say I asked for performance measure with regards from mental health, but I didn't write them down, so I'll write them down.
Okay. Thank you very much.
My best.
Which you have a lot of.
Where am I going?
We are adjourned.